好，我哋啱啱过咗咧十八周年嘅堂庆咧，大家都非常之开心热烈，系咪
？We all had a very exciting celebration for our 18th anniversary。
但大家仲记唔记得喺呢个十八周年嘅堂庆之前，其实我哋进入咗一个新嘅讲道系列。
But do you remember we've entered a new series before our anniversary celebration？
在这个新的讲道系列里面，其实是一个生命树教会的讲道系列。
And it's a new series on the Tree of Life Church.
上一堂是我们的妙妙牧师和我们分享了以弗所教会得吃生命树的果子。
Pastor Anna preached on the Church of Ephesus to eat the fruit of the Tree of Life.
而我今天要和大家分享的讲题就叫生命树教会士每拿。
And my topic today is the Tree of Life Church Smyrna.
所以我的题目非常简单，直接你一看就知道，就是要讲这个士每拿教会了。
It's a very simple title. I'm just going to talk about the Church of Smyrna.
但这个的题目对于六一的弟兄姊妹是非常重要的。
But this topic is very important to the Church of 611.
因为牧师突然发现，原来神给我们的异象以赛亚书61章1节到3节里面。
Because as Pastor Joshua realized our title, message on Isaiah 61:1-3,
原来神将他灵赐下 让我们被圣灵充满。
As the Lord gives us a spirit for us to be filled by his spirit.
至于耶和华的灵就在我身上。
And the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon us.
然后我们传好信息给谦卑的人。
For us to proclaim good news to the poor.
一路落去到最后呢，是要将我们栽种成为这个的公义树。
All the way is to plant us as the oak of righteousness.
公义树原来就是生命树。
And the oak of righteousness is the tree of life.
神的心意是要我们每一个人都成为生命树。
The will of the Lord is for all of us to become the tree of life.
当我们个个都成为生命树，然后我们集合在一起的时候，
and as we do, and as we gather as one,
那我们就会变成一个巨型 的生命树。
We become a ginormous tree of life.
当然我们都知道，其实教会就是众信徒一起集合的时候就成为教会。
And we know that the church is the gathering of all the believers.
从这里我们就可以知道，原来教会就是生命树。
And from here we know that the church itself is the tree of life.
咁如果教会就系生命树嘅话，我哋必须要明白究竟乜嘢先叫做生命树嘅教会咧？
But then we have to understand what kind of a church is a tree of life church.
教会要有啲咩嘅特质，以致到我哋可以成为生命树咧
？What are the attributes of the tree of life church?
因此我哋就有咗呢一个嘅生命树教会嘅讲道系列啦。
That's why we have the series on the tree of life church.
而今日咧，我哋就要从士每拿呢一间教会嚟睇。
And today we'll look into the church of Smyrna.
究竟对士每拿教会来讲，一个怎样的教会才是生命树的教会？
For Smyrna, what kind of a church is that of a tree of life?
那我们先给大家一点背景先。
I'll give you something on the background.
在启示录里面，使徒约翰写了七封的书信要给七间教会。
In Revelation, Apostle John wrote 7 letters to the 7 churches.
这七间教会就在今天土耳其地区来到存在的。
And all these 7 churches are in the Turkish region today.
而在这七间的教会，或者我讲在这七个城市里面。
And within the 7 churches and 7 cities,
其实这七间教会都是以他们坐落的城市来为他们教会的名称的。
All these churches were named by the cities they located in.
原来在这里众多教会里面，目前只有以弗所城这个地方依然是存在在他原来 的原址之上的。
But only Smyrna remains on the original location it was back in the days.
亦都是因为这样，所以今天你去到士每拿这个地方，你很难找到当时教会究竟存在在哪里。
So now if you go back to the city, it's very hard to locate the churches.
因为那个城市就在当时那个地方一路发展成为一个今天现代的城市。
Because it continues to evolve into the city it is today.
所以你就找不到当时教会的位置了。
It is very hard to find the original site.
原来这个城市今天改了名叫做伊斯米尔。
And the city has been renamed to Izmir.
这个城市是今天现代 这个土耳其里面 的最大的城市之一。
And it's one of the largest cities in Turkey today.
大概有50万的人口。
With around 500,000 in population.
它距离以弗所有35英里。
Around 35 miles away from Ephesus.
在老约翰的时代，士每拿这个城市是非常骄傲，因为它称为亚洲最美丽的城市之一。
And back in the days of John, it was a very prideful city because they called themselves the most beautiful city in Asia.
当时这个士每拿的人也都说他们是希利人所建造过最精致的城市。
And Smyrna calls themselves the most exquisite city ever built by the Greeks.
这个城市在山丘里面一路伸延到海边的。
It's on top of a hill all the way to the river.
风景非常之美丽
，beautiful sceneries，
而且咧佢有好多嘢咧都被称为亚洲第一
，and it has a lot of things that are called number one in Asia，
包括佢有最大嘅呢一个嘅公共嘅戏团啦
with the largest arena.
可以坐二萬幾人。
They accommodate over 20,000 people.
有競技場，有圖書館。
There are theaters and libraries and arenas.
呢座城非常嘅宏偉，非常嘅富裕。
It's a magnificent and opulent city.
但喺呢座城里边咧，亦都非常嘅抵挡基督教同埋基督徒。
But it's also very against Christians and Christianity.
教会喺呢度咧遇到好大嘅逼迫。
Church was faced with a lot of persecution.
喺一个咁样嘅情况之下咧，神就叫老约翰要写信俾士妹拿呢间教会嘅人。
And against this backdrop, the Lord asked John to write to Smyrna.
写啲乜嘢咧？
What was he writing about?
启示录一章十九节，佢话：所以你要把所看见和现在的和并将来的事都写出来。
Revelation 1:19. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
咁样所以老约翰佢所看见嘅究竟系咩事咧
？What did John see?
好啦，其实即系写三样嘢。
So he was writing about three things.
我哋简单讲啫，一个就系你所看见嘅事。
First is what you've seen.
一个就系现在嘅事。
Second, what is now?
一个就系将来必成嘅事。
And what will take place later?
咁老约翰所看见嘅事系咩事咧
？What did John see?
其实就系启示录第一章第十节到十六节佢所见到嘅嗰个异象。
It was Revelation 1:10 to 16, that vision.
我简单讲俾大家听，大家翻到屋企有时间可以读呢一段嘅圣经。
You can go back and read it, and I'll repeat it now.
简单嚟讲就系咧，当佢喺异象当中，佢见到人子即系。主耶稣在七个教会当中行走。
In the vision, he saw the Son of Man that was Jesus walking amongst the lampstands.
然后咧喺佢右手里边攞住七星。
With the seven stars in his right hand.
喺佢口中有两刃嘅利剑出嚟。
With a double-edged sword in his mouth.
系一个非常之荣耀嘅一个嘅形象。
It's a glorious image.
呢个就系老约翰所看见嘅事。
That was what John see.
耶稣话你要将呢个所看见嘅呢个异象写俾呢七间教会。
And Jesus said, write about this vision to all the seven churches.
包括士妹拿教会。
Including Smyrna.
仲有就系你要将现在嘅事写俾佢哋。
And write about what is now。
咁现在嘅事又系咩事咧
？So what is now？
现在嘅事咧，其实就系同埋将来必成嘅事咧，其实就喺启示录第二章八节到十一节。
And these are written in Revelation 2:8 to 11。
我哋先一齐嚟读呢一段嘅经文，就系我哋今日讲到嘅主要嘅经文。
Let's read together Revelation 2:8 to 11。
启示录嘅第二章八节到十一节。
你要写信给士妹拿教会的使者说。那首先的、末后的、死过又活来的说，我知道你的患难、你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹大人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹大人，乃是撒旦一会的人。你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。圣灵向众教会所说的，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let's pray。
天父，我哋多谢你。
Father, we thank you。
多谢你将你自己话语意象向我哋嚟显明。
Thank you for revealing to us your word and your vision。
求圣灵帮助我哋。
Holy Spirit, help us。
让我哋心中能够明白神嘅心意。
For our heart to understand the will of God。
以致我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅眼光都被你调整。
For our lives and our eyesight to be adjusted by you。
让我哋可以成为生命树嘅教会。
To become a tree of life church。
喺遍地带下你嘅荣耀。
And to bring down your glory upon the earth。
多谢主
，Thank you, Lord。
听我哋嘅祷告
，Hear our prayers。
奉耶稣基督嘅名
，In the name of Jesus。
我今日讲到嘅第一个大点就系要有生命树嘅眼光。
My first point today is acquire the eyesight of the tree of life。
主耶稣就叫老约翰话：你要写信俾呢啲嘅教会。
Jesus said, John, write to these churches。
将你所睇到嘅异象、现在嘅事同将来必成嘅事咧，你话俾佢哋听。
Tell them what you saw, what is now, and what is to happen in the future。
目的就系要开佢哋嘅眼睛，让佢哋可以睇见。
The goal is to open up their eyes to see。
让佢哋能够睇见耶稣要佢哋所睇见嘅。
To see what Jesus wanted them to see。
作为一个生命树嘅教会，你必须要有生命嘅树嘅眼光。
As the tree of life church, you need the tree of life perspective.
你所睇嘅人生，你所睇嘅世界，要同世上嘅人系不一样噶。
Your eyesight towards the world has to be different from everyone else.
所以士妹拿，你嘅眼睛要打开。
So Smyrna, open your eyes.
要睇见咧神所想你睇见嘅事。
To see what the Lord wants you to see.
神要你睇见乜嘢咧
？What does the Lord want you to see？
呢一封信咧系要写俾士妹拿教会嘅使者嘅。
The letter is written to the angel of the church.
士母拿教会的使者就是士母拿教会那些长老那些带领教会的人。
And those are the leaders, the elders of the church.
如果以今日六一嚟讲，就系、是、我哋所有嘅同工啦，所有嘅族长咧，组小组长。
And for 6-1 today is all the co-workers, MG leaders and cell leaders.
甚至系将要成为小组长嘅弟兄姊妹。
Or even future cell leaders.
即系俾我哋每一个，
and that means to all of us,
我哋都要有呢个眼睛，我哋都要有呢个眼光去睇见。
Have this perspective and eyesight to see.
睇见乜嘢咧
？What should we see?
睇见到底我哋所信嘅呢位嘅耶稣系边一个
？To see who this Jesus we believe in.
所以耶稣一嚟就介绍佢自己。
So he starts by introducing himself.
第八节佢话：你要写信给使会纳教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说。
Verse 8, to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of him who is the first and the last who died and came to life again.
你要睇见呢一番说话系由边个嚟讲出嚟嘅？
You have to know who said these.
佢系首先嘅。
He is the first.
首先系咩意思呢？
What does it mean to be the first?
其实就系讲耶稣佢系首先嘅。
That means Jesus is the first.
首先呢个字咧有两重嘅意义。
There are two levels of meaning to that.
第一个意义咧就系 number one.
First is number one.
即系第一名、第一号。
He's number one.
第二个意义咧，就系佢系喺一切之前就已经存在嘅。
Second, he pre-exists before everything else.
耶稣一开始就话：你要睇啊，你要知道我系嗰位嘅 number one。
Jesus starts by saying, "Behold, I am the number one."
士每拿人啊，你要睇见耶稣先至系嗰位第一名。
Church of Smyrna, know that Jesus is the number one.
耶稣先系我哋值得我哋追求嘅第一。
He's worthy to be the one that we pursue.
原来这个第一名，这个 number one 对当时的士妹拿人来讲是很有感觉的一件事来的。
Number one is actually has a strong sentiment to the Smyrna people at the days.
如果你刚才有听我介绍的背景，可能你都会捉到少少的。
You probably caught a glimpse of it with the background I introduced just now.
因为当时士会拿这个城市其实好似香港的。
Smyrna was a lot like Hong Kong.
他们拥有一个追求第一的文化。
They have this culture of the pursuit of being number one.
所有士会拿人都好想成为第一。
All of them wanted to be number one.
所以他们建造这座城市的时候。
So as they built the city,
他们就有亚洲最大的剧院。
That has the largest theater in Asia.
他们自称为亚洲最美丽的城市。
And they pride themselves on being the most beautiful city in Asia.
他们也是第一个为凯撒建庙的城市。
The first city to build a temple for Caesar.
总之他样样东西都要亚洲第一。
Everything they wanted to be number one in Asia.
甚至他们心里面想他们自己成为世界第一。
And they wanted to be number one in the world.
所以第一对他们来说很重要的。
So number one was so important to them.
他们就是要追求成为第一。
They wanted to be number one.
但耶稣就告诉他们，只有我才是 number one.
But Jesus said, only me is the number one.
最值得追求的第一就是耶稣。
The only number one that's worth pursuing is Jesus.
其实所谓世界的第一都是短暂、无意义、无永恒价值的。
Oh, the global number one's a temporal, it lacks eternal meaning.
没办法可以存到永远的。
It cannot last forever.
主耶稣就提醒士母拿教会的，就是我们你要有属灵的眼光，要认识只有耶稣才是真正的第一。
So Jesus was like, acquire the spiritual eyesight and know that only Jesus is number one.
唯有耶稣是在一切之先已经存在。
Only he pre-exists above everything else.
万有都是藉着他创立的。
The creation was birthed from him.
所以当你拥有这个第一的时候。
So as you possess this number one.
你的人生就不再一样。
Your life is no longer the same.
如果基督成为你房屋的房角的头一块石头。
If Christ becomes the cornerstone of your house.
你整个房屋都会联络得整齐。
All your house will be aligned.
就好似六一嘅核心价值一样
，just like the core values of 611。
先神后人再大地
，God first, then the earth, then people, then the earth。
如果你能够捉住耶稣先系生命嘅第一嘅时候，你整个人生嘅顺序就会啱咋。
If you hold on to Jesus as your priority, the order of your life is right。
然后从神而嚟嘅祝福先至可以临到你嘅人生嘅当中。
And blessings descend upon your life。
所以士母拿，你要睇见咧，耶稣先至系个最值得我哋追求嘅第一。
So Smyrna, behold Jesus is the number one worth pursuing。
我哋都要咁样去调整。我们的眼光让耶稣常常在我们的生命当中是我们的 number one.
We should constantly adjust our eyesight so Jesus remains our number one. 为
什么这么重要呢？
Why is this so important?
因为耶稣不单止是 number one.
Because not only is he the number one.
他不单止是首先的。
Not only was he the first.
耶稣在第八节说我是末后的。
In verse 8 he says I'm the last.
耶稣不单止是第一，他也是最末后的。
Not only was he first, he was the last.
没搞错啊，他不是说耶稣他又是考第一个又是包尾那个。
It's not saying he's the number one and he also comes last in the exam, no.
末后的意思是什么呢？
What What does it mean to be the last?
即係佢係最後嘅最後嘅最後。
That means he's the last of the last of the last。
亦即係佢係傳到永遠嘅。
That means he's everlasting。
呢個末後嘅同第一嘅擺埋一齊咧，呢個第一先有意思。
And being the last only makes being the first has any meaning。
因為呢個第一係會傳到永遠，傳到最後嘅。
Because this number one will remain forever。
如果你攞嘅第一唔能夠傳到永遠，咁有咩意思咧
？If you get a number one and it doesn't last, what does it even mean？
不過就係虛空嘅。
It's just in vain。
只有耶穌係永恆嘅王。
Only Jesus is the eternal King。
所以斯摩那嘅信徒，你要睇清楚。
So Smyrna, behold！
你所建造嘅再強大
，No matter what kind of magnificent thing you build，
你呢座城市裏邊所拜嘅神再強大
，No matter how great your idols are。
就算是罗马就算是这个的海撒大帝
Even if it's the Roman Empire, if it's Caesar's
无论几厉害都好有一日都会成为过去
No matter how great they are, they fade away someday
你在人生里面 再辉煌的成就都会过去
All the grandiose achievements you have, they will pass away
但唯有耶稣是传到最后永远长存的那一位
But only Jesus is everlasting
这个呢就让我想起其实香港人都应该很明白这个 的意思
And Hong Kong people probably understand it better than anyone else.
我哋真係好似姊妹拿城㗎。
We're very much like Smyrna.
香港人都好鍾意第一。
We love being number one.
所以我哋都話執輸行頭就慘過敗家係咪
?So we always say we want to be the number one no matter what.
啊呢、這個好難返嘅。所以我哋追求第一。
So we're in pursuit of being number one.
乜嘢都要第一。
We want to be number one no matter what.
香港亦都好鍾意追求呢、這個嘅呢、這個高樓大廈嘅高度嘅第一係咪
?We want to pursue the height of skyscrapers.
但如果呢個第一冇一個末後唔可以傳到永遠咁有咩意義呢
?But if it doesn't last, what is the meaning to it?
舉個例子就係我哋香港人最熟悉嘅康樂大廈。
For instance, Jardine House that we're all familiar with.
不過如果你叫做康樂大廈即係暴露咗你年齡嘅秘密㗎啦。
But the name has changed so many times, if you call it that, it exposes how old you are.
佢曾經係香港最高嘅一座建築物。
It used to be the highest building in Hong Kong.
當然係 N 年前嘅事啦。
It was so many years ago.
甚至連我哋嘅張牧師細細個都走去康樂大廈嗰度探險。
Even Pastor Joshua would go there for an adventure.
佢搭嗰架高速電梯嘅時候都心跳哇好緊張刺激啊。
He got onto the bullet elevator, he thought it was exciting.
但請問今日康樂大廈算得乜嘢呢
？But what is Jardine House today？
但你記唔記得以前荷里活喺嗰度拍電影？第一出嘅 King Kong 其實就喺呢座大廈度拍噶嘛
？And the first King Kong of Hollywood was made in this building。
識笑嘅起碼已經五十歲啦。
If you're laughing, you're probably over 50 years old。
係咪？我哋嘅香港呢座大廈曾經係咁有名嘅
？This building used to be famous。
不過大佬啊，而家康樂大廈邊有人攞嚟講㗎
？But who would even speak about it today？
我屋企嗰座住宅都高過佢啦。
Even my residential building is higher than that。
係咪？而家我哋好多弟兄姊妹所住嘅樓層都已經高過成棟康樂大廈啦。
All of your apartments are even higher than the entire Jardine House。
如果我哋所追求嘅第一。
If the number one that we pursue,
佢冇一个永恒价值嘅话
，it lacks an eternal value.
我哋所追求一切转眼都会成空。
Then all of it is vanity.
呢个就系耶稣同呢个嘅士妹拿教会所讲嘅说话。
That was the word to the church of Smyrna.
原来只有耶稣系我哋值得我哋去追求嘅唯一嘅第一。
Only Jesus is the only one that is worth pursuing.
亦都只有耶稣系我哋所追求嘅可以传到永远嘅第一。
And only He remains till the end.
我想同大家分享一个故事。
I want to share a story with you.
最近咧，我就去咗一个嘅少少闩埋门嘅自己有祷告会。
I recently had a small, little prayer meeting in a cave.
咩叫做闩埋门自己有祷告会？即系只有邀请嘅人先可以去嘅。
It's a closed door prayer meeting only by invitation.
唔系公开俾所有人嘅。
It's not public.
咁呢个祷告会里面嘅主角咧，系最后就上台分享。
And that person, the protagonist, went to share on the stage.
呢个主角咧就系新鸿基集团嘅主席。
And he was the chairman of Sun Hung Kai.
大家都知道啦，佢啱啱坐完监出嚟啦。
He was recently in prison and he got out.
佢就同我哋分享佢喺狱中里面嘅生涯。
And he shared his life in prison.
一个香港数一数二嘅超级富豪
，a super wealthy man in Hong Kong, a tycoon。
我之前都谂佢喺监狱里边嘅一日系点度过嘅咧
？I was imagining what kind of life he had in prison。
系嘛？佢几百亿身家，佢住惯大屋，而家就住喺一个囚室里边。
With billions of dollars, who used to live in a big house, now he's within a cell。
佢嘅心情，佢嘅经历系点嘅咧
？What was his feelings? How was his experience?
佢嗰日就同我哋分享。
So he shared with us。
佢起初佢都觉得咧，去到咁嘅地方，佢都唔知点样可以生存落去。
He said at first he didn't know how to survive。
佢喺里边度过40个月。
He had to spend 40 months there。
第一日佢已经觉得想死。
He wanted to die on the first day。
未住过咁细嘅地方。
He's never been in such a small place。
佢成个世界只有一张三角嘅台。
His whole world was a small table.
但系当佢过咗几日之后
，But after a few days，
佢突然间谂
，He suddenly thought，
其实我都走唔甩噶啦。
Well, I cannot get away.
不如就喺呢个地方好好祷告，好好读经。
Why don't I just pray and read the Bible here?
诶，当佢一做呢个决定嘅时候
，and as he made the decision,
佢整个人生不一样。
His whole life changed.
佢整个眼光不一样。
Perception changed.
佢话俾我听，结果喺呢40个月里边，佢成功修读咗一个神学硕士课程。
In the end, within the 40 months, he got a master in Bible
college. 佢写咗佢神学嘅毕业论文出嚟。
He wrote the thesis for his seminary.
佢从来冇谂过佢嘅人生可以咁样做。
He never thought he would get that in his life.
佢就话俾我听，佢话喺监狱里边，喺佢人生里边咧，最瞓得最舒服嘅时候。
He said during the time of imprisonment, it was the time when he slept the best.
最好瞓。
He slept the best.
每日起身咧就读圣经。
Every day he wake up reading the Bible.
祷告。
And pray.
写佢嘅神学论文。
And wrote his theology thesis.
佢时间过得非常快。
And time flies.
喺呢40个月里边，简直系同耶稣嘅度蜜月嘅时间。
And the 40 months were like honeymoon with Jesus.
佢讲到个味道，佢好怀念呢啲嘅日子。
As if he actually missed those days.
甚至好想翻转头再去过下呢啲咁嘅日子。
It's like he wanted to go back and experience it again.
佢同耶稣一齐实在太甜蜜太美好啦。
He said it's so sweet to be with Jesus.
甚至佢讲到咧，好似话俾我哋所有人听，你都应该去坐下监咁
样。And he says of saying like you should try it as well.
点解会咁嘅咧
？Why would it be so？
因为佢喺里边认识到耶稣先系佢生命当中嘅 number one。
Because he realized that Jesus was his number one.
当呢个 number one 可以传到永远喺你人生出现嘅时候
，And as this number one that's everlasting exists in your life.
都不一样。
Everything changes.
但是耶稣不单止是那个 number one， 也是那个传到永远那个。
But not only is he the first and the last.
耶稣也是那个死过又活的。
He's also the one who died and came to life again.
这个死过又活的这句说话，对这个士妹拿人来讲，也是很有感觉的一句说话。
And having died and live again is also a special appeal to the people in Smyrna.
因为原来士妹拿这个城市呢，在主前1000年就已经是希腊人的殖民地。
Smyrna was a colony of the Greek 1000 BC.
但是呢，在主前600年呢，它被一班叫做吕底亚人呢，就入侵摧毁了这个城市。
But in 600 BC, they got taken over and invaded by the Lydians and the whole city was annihilated.
之后有400年，这个城市是荒芜无人居住的。
And within 400 years, the whole city was arid and it was deserted.
直至到后来咧，佢哋再被罗马咧嚟到去重建。
Until they were finally rebuilt by the Romans.
所以咧，士妹拿人咧系好清楚乜嘢叫做复活。
So Smyrna knew what it meant to be resurrected.
士妹拿呢座城市仿佛就系从死里复活一样。
As if it rose from ashes.
当呢座城市复活过嚟嘅时候，
and,
人喺里边揾到安居之所。
And as the city rose from death, people found rest.
人喺呢个城市里边揾到一切嘅富足，一切嘅美好，一切嘅美丽。
They found all the beauty and abundance again.
耶稣就透过这个的复活这件事你告诉士妹拿的人听。
And through resurrection, Jesus spoke to the people of Smyrna.
生命树的教会，生命树的弟兄姊妹。
People of the tree of life, church of the tree of life.
你要认识什么是复活。
Know what is resurrection.
就好像士妹拿在这个复活的城市找到安居之处一样。
Just as Smyrna found rest in the city of resurrection.
我们都要在这个复活主的里面找到我们心灵的安居之处。
We shall find peace and rest in the resurrected Lord.
当你能够咁样去认识呢位复活嘅主，你进入呢个复活嘅主嘅里面嘅时候
，And as you know this resurrected Lord and enter Him，
主里边一切嘅丰富、一切嘅美丽，你都可以经历。
You can partake and experience all this beauty and abundance。
就好似你进入士妹拿呢个城市，你见到所有嘅丰盛、所有嘅美丽一样。
Just as when you enter the city of Smyrna, you see all the beauty is just the same。
城市可以复活
，City can rise again。
主耶稣更加可以复活
，So can Jesus。
复活嘅城市美丽。
The resurrected city is beautiful.
复活的生命更美丽。
But the resurrected life is even more glorious.
这座复活的城市最后它成为一个满有能力的城市。
And the city finally becomes a powerful one.
因为它得到了许多亚洲第一的称号。
It received a lot of names as the number one in Asia.
但是士妹拿人啊。
But the people of Smyrna.
你要看见。
You have to see.
复活的主比这个复活的城市更有能力。
That the resurrected Lord is even more powerful than the city.
因为他是永存的。
For he's everlasting.
士妹拿这座城不知道会不会有一天再次失落。
The city of Smyrna might be lost again someday.
但是我们复活的主会存到永远。
But the resurrected Lord will be everlasting.
我们信他的人也都一定会跟他一起存到永远。
And those who believe in him will remain forever.
复活是一种生命的大能。
Resurrection is the power of life.
如果耶稣可以从死里面复活
，As Jesus rises from death,
我们一切跟从他、相信他的人，我们都必定可以从死里复活。
All his followers and believers can rise from death.
所以生命树的教会
，So the church of the tree of life,
要有这样的眼光，要有这样的眼界
，Acquire this perspective and eyesight.
你要睇见咧，呢一切嘅事情咧，喺我哋当中系发生紧嘅。
Understand that it's happening right in our midst。
我哋所跟随嘅呢一位嘅神，佢就系 number one 传到永远，而且死完又复活嘅神。
The one that we believe in is the first and the last who died and came to life again。
当你有个咁样嘅思维，当你有个咁样眼光喺你里边嘅时候
，and with such a mentality and perspective，
你就可以面对一切嘅困难。
You can face all difficulties，
甚至可以胜过一切嘅困难。
And overcome it all，
因为复活嘅能力喺你嘅身上。
For the power of resurrection is upon you。
斯摩拿虽然系世界中好多嘅第一
，Smyrna got a lot of number ones in the world。
甚至佢系第一个咧为罗马女神同埋呢个罗马嘅英灵建立庙宇嘅城市。
It was the first city that built the temple for the goddess and the shrine。
佢亦都好出名系推动呢个凯撒嘅崇拜。
It was famous for worshiping Caesar。
但系呢一切嘅神，呢一切嘅东西里边，有边一个曾经从死里复活咧
？But all these idols, which one of them has ever risen from dead？
但系。虽然在士妹娜这么艰难的环境里面的时候，神仍然用老约翰对士妹娜来到说话。
But even in the midst of the plight of Smyrna, God spoke to them through John.
今天老约都是一样。
Same for 611.
神每天在神土里面对我们说话。
God speaks to us in morning devotion every day.
常常在我们主日崇拜里面透过弟兄姊妹生命的见证对我们说话。
And speaks to us through testimonies of our brothers and sisters.
罗马的女神已经死了。
The Roman goddess is gone.
罗马的帝国已经过去。
Roman empire has passed away.
罗马的凯撒大帝都已经成为黄土。
And Caesar's has become soil of the land.
这一切伟大的人都不再去讲说话。
All these great people have been silenced.
但是今天我们所信的神
But the Lord that we believe in
依然活在我们的心中
Still lives in our hearts.
每一天对我们的心灵来说话
And speaks to our hearts every day.
证明他是又真又活的神
And he's the living and true God.
比这一切都还要大。
And greater than all of these.
这个就是神要约翰写给士摩拿教会让他们所看见的事实。
That was the message and the reality to be conveyed to the Smyrnans.
这个就是现在的事。
That is of the present.
现在神依然说话。
That the Lord continues to speak today.
虽然环境艰难。
Environment is difficult.
但神显然是活着的神。
But God is alive.
神是那位复活的神。
He's a resurrected Lord.
他是无所不能的神。
He's omnipotent.
所以我们要有这样的生命树的眼光
So have the perspective of the tree of life
我们才可以真正的与神连结
To be truly linked up with God
我们才可以住在这个复活主的生命的里面
To dwell in the life of the resurrected Lord
我们不单只要有这个生命树的眼光
Not only should we have this perspective
我们更加要有这个生命树的生命的特质
Also have the attributes of the tree of life.
以致到我哋唔单止系睇见生命树
So that not only do we see the tree of life,
连结于生命树
get connected with it,
甚至最后连我哋自己都转化成为生命树
But in the end, we get transformed into trees of lives ourselves.
究竟我哋要得罪啲乜嘢生命树嘅特质咧
But what kind of attributes are we talking about?
就系我哋第二嘅大点，就系我哋要成为咧忠心无惧嘅生命树。
That's number two, be a faithful and fearless tree of life.
我哋一齐读第九、第十节呢两节嘅圣经。
Let's read verses 9-10.
系第九、第十节，预备起。
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。也知道那自称是犹大人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹大人，乃是撒旦一会的人。你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼。你们必受患难十日，你们必至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
这位首先的末后的死过 又活的主有说话要跟我们说。
He who is the first and the last who died and came to life again has a work for you.
当你看见这位的主是这么荣美是这么伟大的时候
As you see the glory and the beauty of this God
你就要留心他所跟你讲的一切的说话
Pay attention to whatever he's speaking with you.
但是他所讲的第一句说话就是我知道
But the first word he says is I know.
他说我知道你的患难
That I know your afflictions.
耶稣知道我们面对一切的困难
Jesus knows all our hardships.
他知道我们生活中的难处我们的辛苦
All our tribulations and persecutions.
因为他不是那个跟我们没关系高高在天上的神
For he's not lofty in the sky with no relationship with
us. 他是在我们当中行走跟我们有关系跟我们有关联的那位的神
He's connected and relational and he walks in our midst.
他知道我们一切的经历而且他跟我们一起经历面对
He knows and experiences it all with us.
他知道士摩拿教会的患难
He knows the afflictions of Smyrna.
因为他们要面对四方八面而来的攻击。
They're facing attacks from all sorts of directions.
有些人做一些考古的研究就说
And there are some archaeologists that did some research.
在这座城里面要做一个基督徒是极其困难的事。
It is so hard to be a Christian at the city.
事实上比其他的罗马的城邦里面呢在圣会拿做基督徒是更加困难的。
It's toughest amongst all the Roman cities.
更加危险的。
It's more dangerous than anywhere else.
在这座城市里面有一个很出名的殉道者。
And there is a famous martyr in the city.
他就是斯摩拿教会的领袖。
And that was the leader of the church of Smyrna.
很可能就是约翰所写的这个斯摩拿的使者。
He was probably the angel of Smyrna that John was writing to.
这封给斯摩拿教会的信就是写给这个人的。
And the letter to Smyrna was to this man.
他是斯摩拿教会的主教。
He was the bishop of the church of Smyrna.
他叫做波拉卡布。
His name was Polycarp.
在一次在罗马的节庆里面。
And within a festival in the Roman Empire,
城里面好多嘅信徒都大声嘅嚟到叫话要捉呢个嘅基督教嘅呢个主教呢个人。
And there was a commotion in the city and everyone was crying out for the people to be captured.
然后佢嚟到面对呢一群嘅群众。
And as he faced the crowd,
官员呢就嚟审问佢。
And he was interrogated.
最后得出一个结论。
In the end, they drew a conclusion.
就係俾佢一个嘅选择。
And to give him a choice.
如果你承认你是基督徒，你选择继续去敬拜耶稣的话，
If you choose to be a Christian and to follow Jesus,
我们就将你绑在火柱上面烧死。
I will tie you up to the pillar of fire and you'll be burnt to death.
如果你选择你说我不是基督徒，我要敬拜凯撒的话，你就马上可以得着自由。
If you deny being a Christian and to worship Caesar, you can be freed immediately.
这位教会的领袖他讲了一句很出名的说话。
And this bishop made a famous confession.
他说，
He said,
我服侍耶稣基督八十六年。
86 years I've served Christ.
我的主从来没有一日亏待过我。
And my Lord has done me no wrong.
我今日
Today,
岂能不认我的救主？
How can I deny my Savior?
这句说话讲完。
And as he was done,
他就被绑在火柱上面活活地烧死。
He was tied up to the pillar and burnt to death.
这个就是斯美拿。
And that was Smyrna.
这个就是他们所面对的艰难。
That was the difficulties they faced.
这个就是他们所面对 的困难所在。
The plight that they were facing.
耶稣就告诉你，我知道你一切的患难。
And Jesus said, I know all your afflictions.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们在人生最大的苦难的当中。
Sometimes in the gravest plight of our lives.
而给我们最大的安慰就是，如果有人知道，有人明白我们的经历，我们的感觉。
The greatest comfort is someone who knows our experience and our feelings.
我们的心中已经舒畅得医治。
And we're healed and we're relaxed.
但是当你听到，如果你在患难当中，你知道耶稣你的主知道你一切的患难。
But in the midst of afflictions, if you know that your God knows.
他知道你的心情，他知道你的感觉。
He knows your feeling.
他跟你说，孩子你辛苦了。
And he said, my child, you've been having a hard time.
你所经历的一切我都明白。
Everything you've gone through, I know.
我知道你辛苦了。
I know how hard it was.
原来这句说话对我们已经是极大的能力和医治。
And that single word become a greater source of power and healing for us.
我在这里也都要对我们当中的弟兄姊妹。
And here I want to speak to all of us.
特别你在患难，你在艰难当中。
Especially if you're in tribulation and hardship.
如果你的人生正在行在一个很辛苦的地步，
If you're walking in difficulties,
今天复活的主同样跟你说，
Today the resurrected Lord speaks to you.
孩子，我知道你辛苦。
My child, I know it was hard.
我都知道。
I know it.
我都知道。
I know.
愿圣灵将这句话放在你的心中。
May the Holy Spirit put this word in your heart.
成为你的安慰。
To become your comfort.
成为你的医治。
And your healing.
主耶稣知道士妹拿教会的贫穷。
The Lord knows the poverty of the Smyrna people.
他不单止知道他们的经历患难。
Not only did he know about their afflictions.
他更加知道教会面对贫穷。
But also the poverty that the church was facing.
为什么教会会贫穷呢？
Why was the church poor?
因为原来士妹拿这个地方每年那些人都要去庙里面去跪拜凯撒。
Because the people had to worship Caesar every year.
当你跪拜完凯撒之后，他们会给你一张证书给你。
And after you worship, they'll give you a certificate.
这张证书就好像你的身份证一样。
And it's almost like your identity card.
你带着这一张的证书，这一张的身份证。
With a certificate.
就代表你是效忠凯撒的。
It means your loyalty towards Caesar.
你就可以做生意。
Then you can do business.
他们都会间中抽查你有没有这张证书。
And they'll inspect whether you have the cert with
you. 如果你交不到出来的话。
If you cannot hand it out.
他们 就等同你是这个叛国的人。
It means you're committing treason.
所以呢，这一样东西对士妹拿教会来讲是一个极大极大的艰难。
For the Smyrna people, it was such a great hardship.
当他们拒绝去敬拜凯撒的时候，
As they refused to worship Caesar,
他们就拿不到这一张的证书。
They couldn't get the certificate.
所以佢哋所面对嘅就係常常嘅俾人刁难啦。
So they're being harassed all the time.
甚至係会被拘捕啦，喺监里面啦。
They're accosted and imprisoned.
罚钱啦，充公你所有嘅嘢啦。
And all their properties are confiscated.
因此呢佢哋表面上呢变得非常嘅贫穷。
So they became so poor on the service.
连佢哋自己都觉得自己係贫穷㗎。
And they even feel poor.
咦，但耶稣同佢讲，我知道你嘅贫穷。
But Jesus said, I know your poverty.
但你却是富足的。
But you're rich.
耶稣说你的表面上看来你是贫穷的。
On the surface, you're poor.
但是其实你是富足的。
But in essence, you're rich.
因为你们每一个都是灵里面充满自由的人。
Because spiritually, you're all free.
耶稣在这里告诉他们，孩子你要明白生命树的教会就是外面的困难不能够困住你里面的自由。
All the outside difficulties cannot bound you in terms of your freedom.
环境可能不会改变。
Environment might not change.
但你心里面是有自由，是有丰足，是有丰盛在里面的。
But there's abundance and wealth and freedom in your heart.
你的环境可以很差
environment might be really bad,
但没人可以夺走你心中的喜乐
but no one can seize the joy in your heart.
所以我想起这个郭弟兄
so I remember this brother Kwok,
就是我们那位的富豪
and that's the billionaire.
他的经历就是这样
that was his experience.
虽然他落在监狱里面
he was imprisoned,
但他心中的力量心中的喜乐没办法可以夺走
but his strength and his joy cannot be taken away.
甚至当他分享出来的时候充满甘甜充满喜乐
and as he shared, was filled with sweetness and joy.
那天的祈祷会跟着就发生一个很好笑的事情
something funny happened after the prayer meeting.
有很多牧者就走去跟这位弟兄说
although the pastor said to this brother,
说弟兄我明白你的感受
he said, brother, I understand how you're feeling.
他说为什么、
he said, how?
其中一个牧师就跟他说
And one said to him,
我未信主之前
Before I came to Christ,
黑社会
I was in the gang,
坐过两次监一次戒毒
I was in prison twice, I was in rehab,
哦，佩服佩服
And he's like, good for you,
跟着有另外一个牧者
And a second pastor,
他说我未做牧师之前
he said, before I became a pastor,
都坐过一次监
I was also in prison once,
跟着我看就很多四五六个牧者都排队就跟他说好明白你、
And there were like four or six pastors who came to him and said, I've been in prison before, I understand
就发觉哇原来很多牧者都坐过监的
And then I realized a lot of pastors used to be in prison,
就是因为他们坐完监出来之后就成为了牧者
And after they came out, they became pastors.
这些环境不能够限制我们心里面的自由
Environment cannot change the joy in our hearts.
外表的贫穷困住我哋心里边嘅富足。
Exterior poverty cannot limit our richness inside。
相反，你可以活喺一个金堆玉砌嘅生活里边，但系心灵却系空虚痛苦。
On the contrary, you can be living in material lavishness, but you can be suffering deep inside。
有几多人身价过亿，但系却系自杀。
There are a lot of billionaires who committed suicide。
但系呢班嘅信徒，佢哋表面上贫穷，但系佢心里边却系富足。
These believers who are poor on the outside are actually rich。
甚至佢哋富足到一个地步，佢里边嘅喜乐，佢里边嘅生命力。吸引住人
To the extent that the joy inside attract people.
在一个这样的困苦的年代里面教会日日增长
In the midst of all the afflictions, the church was growing.
未信主的人看到这群人的生命那种里面的力量那种的喜乐那种的满足那种的富足他说我都想要啊
As the unbelievers saw their satisfaction and joy and gratification, they said, I want it as well.
但你明知道当你去行这条道路的时候你所面对的都是逼迫都是困苦都是忧患都是患难
But as you're walking this path, what awaits you is still persecution and tribulation.
但那些人看见就是虽然有这些东西哇但是你里面那种富足那种生命力实在太厉害了
But in spite of all of these as they saw the joy and the richness inside they said it's powerful
原来复活的主是这么有能力这么真实的我都要、
The resurrected God is so powerful and so real I want it as well
就算付上一切的代价我都要得着这个心里面的富足
I want this richness inside at all costs
所以士妹拿人、
So people of Smyrna
不要以为你是贫穷的
Do not think that you're poor
其实你是富足的
You're rich
基督徒啊
Christians,
不要以为你被逼迫你就很辛苦 很惨啊
Do not think that you're poor because of persecution.
当你一信主的人就用有色眼镜望你的时候
People started to discriminate against you after you came to Christ.
人家就对你有很高的要求的时候
As they have high standards for you.
基督徒不要讲大话
It's like Christians, you shouldn't lie.
你是基督徒来的你要这样啊
You're a Christian, you should do this and that.
你是基督徒啊你要这样啊
You're a Christian, that's why you should do this.
甚至最常的就是我们家人啊
And even our family as well.
你是基督徒来的你当然要关心我啦
You're a Christian, you have to care for me.
你是基督徒来的你当然要请我吃饭啦
You're a Christian, buy me dinner.
乜而家啲基督徒唔使打电话翻嚟问候下阿妈嘅咩
？Shouldn't Christians call home and ask for their mom？
乜而家啲基督徒唔使请阿爸饮茶嘅咩
？Shouldn't Christians bring their father to？
乜而家啲基督徒唔系一个礼拜翻屋企探我两次嘅咩
？Shouldn't Christians come home twice at least a week？
表面上好似好惨咁样。
On the surface, it's hard。
但系点解佢会咁样要求我哋
？But why would they demand this from us？
当佢哋遇到困难嘅时候
，When they face problems，
佢哋会将一切有困难嘅带到你嘅身边。
They'll bring all the trouble faces in front of you。
然后佢会将对嗰啲有困难嘅讲嗱，佢系基督徒嘅，你揾佢咧。
And they'll say to them, "He's a Christian, go find him."
得佢帮到你嘅咋
？Only he can help you.
吓，你就觉得好奇怪，平时日日闹我，但系一有问题嘅时候就堆到我头上。
You'll be like, "It's weird. You scold me every day, but whenever you have issues, you come to me."
因为佢睇见你心里边嘅力量。
Because they see the strength inside of you.
因为佢睇见你心里边嘅富足同埋刚强。
The richness and the strength.
士妹大人啊
，People of Smyrna，
你并不贫穷。
You are not poor.
你系富足。
You are rich.
因为你的神与你同在。
For your God is with you.
因为你的神行走在你当中。
Your God walks in your midst.
所以这一切耶稣说我都知道。
So Jesus said, I know it all.
跟着耶稣说我也知道你面对这些假犹太人的毁谤和攻击。
He said, I know about the slander of those who say they're Jews and are not.
你知道吗外面的逼迫呢还好。
Persecution outside, they're fine.
最惨嘅就嗰啲自称犹太人所讲嘅毁谤嘅说话。
But the worst are the words of slander by those who claim to be Jews.
呢啲嘅说话先至让咧士妹那人咧非常嘅辛苦啊。
These words put them in such a difficult position.
因为佢哋自称系犹太人。
Because they call themselves Jews.
你以为佢哋系弟兄
？You thought they're brothers.
咁你就明白啦。
Then you'll understand.
让你最辛苦嘅说话通常都系嚟自咧你最亲嘅人。
The toughest and harshest words are usually from the closest ones.
系咪啊？你身边嘅人讲一句说话咧，你可以重伤三日。
One word they say it would harm you and hurt you for three days.
出边九唔搭八嘅人讲得再难听，你唔需要理佢。
Whatever strangers say, you will not give anything to that.
但系呢啲佢哋自称系犹太人。
But the Jews, they call themselves Jews.
你以为我哋系一齐同信上帝一齐都系弟兄姊妹嘅人
？They thought we're brothers who believe in God together.
竟然讲出一啲毁谤嘅说话。
But they slander against you.
竟然主动咧嚟到去带住官府嘅人嚟捉拿呢啲。
They brought the officials to come here and capture you.
哇！呢个先让佢哋里边辛苦。
And that was a difficult part.
原来当时呢啲所谓嘅犹太人
，all the so-called Jews，
佢哋会诬告嗰啲基督徒。
They were slander and libel against them.
佢哋同官府讲话呢啲嘅基督徒啊，佢哋食人噶。
They say to the officials, these are actually cannibals.
佢哋食人肉饮人血噶。
They will drink blood and eat flesh.
点解啊
？Why？
因为佢哋聚会嘅时候话，这是我的血。
Because they take communion and say, "This is my blood."
这是我的身体为你们舍的。
This is my flesh broken for you.
佢哋就捉住呢啲说话，就话俾官府听，佢哋食人肉啊，佢哋饮人血啊。
And they took it and say to the government that, well, they actually eat people.
佢哋系邪教嚟噶。
They're a cult.
佢哋引起社会嘅不安同埋动荡啊。
They're causing issues in society.
拉晒佢哋啦。
Just arrest them all.
呢啲咧就让士妹拿人咧心里边极度嘅受苦。
And this caused so much pain inside of the Smyrna people.
但耶稣俾佢哋安慰咩？我也知道呢啲嘅人。
But the comfort that Jesus gave for them was, I know about them.
而且耶稣话佢哋系假犹太人嚟噶。
They're Jews, but they are not.
佢哋系撒旦一会嘅人嚟噶。
They're a synagogue of Satan.
所以你唔需要你以为佢系你嘅兄弟，觉得被兄弟出卖。
So don't think that you're betrayed by your brothers.
佢哋根本就系撒旦，佢哋系魔鬼。
They're actually the devil. They're Satan.
你同佢断绝一切嘅来往就啱啦。
Just sever all relationship with them and it's fine.
唔好让佢哋进入你哋嘅当中。
Don't let them enter your midst.
唔好让佢哋偷窃你哋里边嘅平安同埋神嘅同在。
To steal your peace and God's presence.
同佢哋划清界线。
Just draw a line against them.
呢啲系神所唔认识嘅人。
These are people that God does not know.
系教会嘅仇敌。
They're the enemy of the church.
唔好开道门俾佢入嚟偷窃、毁坏、杀害。
Don't open the door for them to rob you.
哇！主嘅呢一句说话让佢哋心里边大得安慰。
And this word of the Lord gave them so much comfort.
原来我哋一切里外外煎熬，耶稣都知道，耶稣都明白。
All our afflictions inside and outside, God knows.
耶稣知道我哋一切嘅挣扎。
He knows all our struggles.
佢同我哋一齐嚟到经历。
And he experiences it with us.
同我哋一齐嚟到承担。
And he bears it all with us.
佢果然系嗰位右手拿着七星喺七教会当中行走嘅上帝。
And he's the Lord with the seven stars in his right hand who walks amongst the seven lampstands.
而且耶稣亦都系鼓励安慰一切士妹拿嘅人。
And he encourages and comforts all those in Smyrna.
原来患难咧系短。短暂嘅
afflictions are short-lived。
所以我哋睇头先嘅第十节。
So verse 10。
佢你们将要受嘅苦，你们不用怕。
Do not be afraid of what you're about to suffer。
魔鬼要将你哋中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼。
The devil will put some of you in prison to test you。
你们必受患难十日。
You will suffer persecution for 10 days。
十日。
10 days.
是有一个期限的。
There is a deadline.
日子是会过去的。
The bad days will pass.
苦难是短暂的。
Adversities are short-lived.
苦难是有个日期，这个日期是会过去的。
There is a deadline and it will pass away.
你们会受苦。
You'll be tested.
但这个受苦只是10天的。
But suffering is only for 10 days.
这个苦难不是永远的。
Agony is not eternal.
就算是折磨都好，只是10天。
Even the torture is only for 10 days.
是会过去的。
It will pass away.
事实上10天过去。
And after the 10 days,
有些可能被毒打之后释放。
Some will be released after getting beaten.
亦都有十日过去之后，佢哋就被抌喺斗兽场，被抌喺呢啲嘅酷刑当中嚟到去殉道。
Some would be martyred and thrust into the Colosseum.
但耶稣话俾佢哋听。
But Jesus said to them.
呢一切耶稣都明白。
Jesus knows it all.
佢知道呢个系短暂。
He knows it's temporal.
系会过去嘅。
It will pass away.
事实上，主耶稣同众圣徒都经历过同样嘅经历。
And even Jesus himself and the saints have experienced it.
呢一条路佢哋都走过。
They've walked this path.
喺每拿呢个年代嘅时候咧，十二使徒已经死剩老约翰一个。
In the era of Smyrna, the 11 disciples have all passed away.
即使去到呢个地步咧，老约翰仲喺度鼓励紧佢哋不要害怕。
But till this point, John was telling them, "Do not be afraid."
唔需要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为患难会过去。
Because suffering will pass.
天国却永远长存。
But heaven remains.
所以生命树嘅教会啊。
So the church of the tree of life.
我哋喺患难里面唔好失去信心。
Do not lose your faith in the midst of adversity.
我哋要知道咧，患难唔系终极嘅。
Know that adversity is not eternal.
我哋所付出，我哋所坚持嘅系唔会白费嘅。
All that we've dedicated and given out is not in vain.
系唔会枉然嘅。
And it's never in vain.
神的国度是不能被震动的。
The kingdom of the Lord cannot be shaken.
只有神的国是永存的。
And only the kingdom of God remains forever.
所以那个自暂自轻的苦楚，我们不要惧怕。
So the smallest and tiniest suffering, we do not be afraid of it.
保罗就是这样教导我们。
That's how Paul said to the church.
我们要仰望将来神显现的时候的荣耀。
Look upon the glory of when God appears to us.
因为只有神是永存。
Because only God is eternal.
只有祂是 number one.
Only He is number one.
所以耶稣说，你务要至死忠心。
So Jesus said, be faithful unto death.
至死忠心。
Be faithful even to the point of death.
守住神要你所守住的。
And hold on to what God wants to hold on to.
弟兄姊妹，我们要忠心。
Be faithful.
忠心这个字对士妹拿人来说也都是非常有感觉的。
The word faithful again has a special sentiment towards the people of Smyrna.
因为士妹拿这个城市另外一个特点就是它忠心。
But the other attribute of the city of Smyrna is faithfulness.
士妹拿是当时对罗马政权最忠诚的一个城市。
Smyrna was the most loyal city towards the Roman Empire.
这座城在罗马帝国尚未崛起的时候。
Even before the Roman Empire rose to power.
甚至它未成为这个世界的霸主之前。
Before it became a hegemony in the world.
士妹拿城已经和罗马结盟。
They already formed an alliance with the Roman government.
所以无论这个罗马是强的是兴衰都好。
So no matter how strong or weak the Roman Empire was,
士妹拿都一路扮演着那个最坚定的盟友的角色。
Smyrna was always the most faithful and loyal ally.
这个也是士妹拿人非常骄傲的一个讲法。
And that's what they're most prideful of.
他说我们是罗马最古老最忠心的联邦。
I'm the most ancient and faithful ally of Rome.
他们常常以他们对罗马的忠心来到去成为他们的骄傲。
They pride themselves upon the loyalty towards the Roman Empire.
所以罗马的凯撒大帝就批准他们为罗马女神建庙。
So Caesar allowed them to build a temple for the Roman goddess.
给他们很多的特权。
And gave them special privileges.
作为他们长久忠诚的奖励。
As a reward for the loyalty.
所以这个城市就形成了刚才我所讲的凯撒崇拜的文化。
And that's why they have this culture of worshipping Caesar.
他们为什么会这样去强烈要求人对凯撒忠心呢？
But why would they ask for loyalty in such an extent?
就是因为他们以忠诚为自居。
Because they pride themselves on their loyalty.
在他们心里面这个忠诚是一个非常强烈的一个的 drive 来的。
Loyalty is a great drive deep inside of them.
你就可以明白甚至比拉多去审判耶稣的时候。
Even when Pontius Pilate was interrogating Jesus.
比拉多说我查不出这个人有什么罪。
He said, I couldn't find any sins that he committed.
比拉多就很想释放耶稣。
He wanted to release Jesus.
但在这个时候就有人跟他说。
But some said to him.
你够胆释放耶稣你就不是凯撒的忠臣。
If you let this man go, you're not a friend of Caesar.
哇！你就知道咧，忠臣呢个字咧喺当时嘅佢哋心目中系几咁有分量。
A friend, a faithful servant is so important to them。
呢个就系示每拿人最睇重、最睇重嘅生命嘅特质。
That was a special attribute that they value so much in life。
佢哋对罗马嘅忠心换来今日佢哋手中嘅一切。
Everything they have was a result of the loyalty towards Rome。
换来许多亚洲第一嘅称号。
All the number ones are the result of that。
换来罗马咧，俾佢哋好多嘅优厚嘅条件同埋优惠。
Religions are all because of the loyalty.
所以佢哋最知道咧忠心嘅代价。
So they knew the cost of loyalty.
但耶稣就同佢哋讲。
But Jesus said to them,
你要至死忠心。
Be loyal, be faithful unto death.
对耶稣嘅忠心要超越喺地上之上。
Your faithfulness towards Jesus should transcend everything else.
你可以咁样对罗马尽忠。
You can be faithful towards Rome.
你要加倍嘅对上帝尽忠。
But be even more faithful towards your God.
你向罗马尽忠，得着一切嘅丰盛好处。
As you receive all the abundance with your faithfulness towards Rome.
你向神尽忠嘅时候，必定亦都照样得着一切天上嘅好处。
As you're faithful towards God, you receive all the goodness in heaven.
所以你唔单止要忠心。
So not only should you be loyal.
甚至是至死忠心。
But be faithful even to the point of death.
新约主教会的对耶稣的忠心。
The faithfulness of the Tree of Life Church towards Jesus.
要胜过我们对世界的忠诚。
Should be above all our loyalties in the world.
要胜过罗马和凯撒的忠心。
Towards allegiance towards Rome and Caesar.
因为当你这样忠心的时候。
Because as you're faithful.
你就会得着回报。
You'll have rewards.
你就会得着生命的冠冕。
You'll have the victor's crown of life.
这个生命的冠冕对当时的这个示每拿人来讲呢亦都是一个他们最想要的东西。
And this crown is something they desire the most back in those days.
因为示每拿其实是一座非常美丽的城市。
Because Smyrna was a beautiful city.
它不单止被称为亚洲的花园。
Not only was it called the Garden of Asia.
它更加被称为亚洲的冠冕。
But in particular, the crown of Asia.
所以冠冕这个字对示每拿人来说一点都不陌生的。
So the word crown wasn't alien to them.
考古学家在发掘的时候也都发现。
And as the archaeologists, they excavated the site.
这座城非常的美丽。
They found a beautiful city underneath.
因为这个城的后面有一座山叫做巴谷山。
Because behind the city was a mount of Pegasus.
在当时的年代里面山上充满着希腊众神的神庙。
And on top of the mountain were all the temples of different gods and goddesses.
甚至山上有一条黄金铺成的路。
And there was a path made by gold.
连接着两座的神庙。
That linked up two different temples.
如果你从山下边向上望嘅时候
，If you look up the hill from underneath，
嗰啲嘅庙同埋嗰条黄金嘅路咧，就好似为嗰个山咧带咗个黄金嘅冠冕一样。
This path of gold and all the temples is like a crown upon the mountain。
所以对示每拿人嚟讲，一听到冠冕就好有感觉。
So the people of Smyrna, when they heard crown, they feel it。
因为佢哋嘅城本身就称为亚洲嘅冠冕。
Because they themselves are called the crown of Asia。
佢哋最自豪嘅呢个城市嘅天际线，即系个 skyline， 就系一个好似带咗冠冕嘅山一样。
And the skyline that they prize themselves upon is like a crown in the mountain。
呢一切双重嘅冠冕咧，系示每拿人嚟心里感觉最自豪嘅东西。
These double crowns are like the thing that they pride themselves upon。
亦都系佢哋深深骄傲所在嘅地方。
And the source of their pride。
耶稣就同佢哋讲，
And Jesus said to them,
当你能够对我至死忠心嘅时候，
If you're faithful unto the point of death,
我所俾你嘅唔系呢种外在嘅冠冕，
I'm not giving you a material crown,
我要将生命嘅冠冕赏赐俾你，
I'll give you the crown of life,
你就可以真正拥有生命嘅冠冕，
And you'll have a crown of life,
生命嘅冠冕比世上冠冕有咩唔一样呢？
And how is it different from the earthly crown?
点解我要追求生命嘅冠冕呢？
Why should I pursue the crown of life?
因为当你得着这个生命的冠冕的时候
Because as you receive this crown,
当耶稣再来当新天新地降临的时候
As a new heaven and new earth descends,
你就可以好像那24长老一样将头上的冠冕放在耶稣的脚前来去敬拜他
Like the 24 elders, you can cast your crown upon the feet of Jesus and worship him.
唯有这个生命的冠冕才能够配得献在耶稣的脚前
Only this crown of love is worthy to be offered to Jesus.
其他世界的一切当耶稣再来的时候都会变得一无所用
Everything else will perish when Jesus comes.
你拿着黄金你说耶稣我送给你了。
If you give Jesus gold,
天使就跟你说你执够烂砖来做什么
The angels will be like, why are you picking up things from the ground?
因为新天新地新耶路撒冷遍地都是黄金。
Because New Jerusalem is made of gold.
你说耶稣我送粒珍珠给你了。
You say, Jesus, I'll give you this pearl.
天使跟你说喂我们到门就珍珠你那粒这么小。
And angels will say, a whole door was made of a pearl, yours is so small.
你拿什么可以送给耶稣呢
?What can you give to Jesus?
唯有这个头上生命的冠冕。
Only this crown of life.
示每拿人啊。
people of Smyrna,
当你为我至死忠心的时候，
as you're faithful for me to death,
你要得着生命的冠冕，
receive the crown of life,
可以来到耶稣的脚前来到敬拜，
that you can worship Jesus at his feet,
你可以有礼物呈现给你的救主，
you'll have a gift for your Savior,
这一份的荣耀会传到永远永远永远永远。
And this glory will be everlasting upon everlasting.
士母拿的冠冕无论有几咁辉煌都好。
The crown of Smyrna, no matter how sparkling it was.
今日都不复存在。
Is not here anymore.
但是教会啊，弟兄姊妹，
But the church and brothers and sisters,
你对神的忠心所换来的生命的冠冕会传到永远永远。
The crown of love and your faithfulness will remain forever.
而且让你去到神的面前的时候是有所献上。
And as you come before God, you have a gift for Him.
有没有想过，如果不是我们，如果我们没有赚得这个生命的冠冕，
If we haven't earned this crown of life,
有一天我们去面对我们的万王之王、万主之主的时候，你就得两梳蕉这样去的时候，几难看呢？
Some days that you face your King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you have nothing for Him.
所以我们要得着这个生命的冠冕。
So receive the crown of life.
但只有至死忠心的人。
But only those who are faithful even to the point of death.
只有信主信到底的人。
Those who believe till the end.
才可以得着这个生命的冠冕。
Are worthy of this crown.
这个生命的冠冕的内涵是什么呢？
And what is the contents of this crown?
我第三个大点。
This is my third point.
胜过死亡的生命树。
The tree of life that overcomes death.
我们一起来读第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
预备起。
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有意的就应当听，得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
他说凡有耳的就应当听。
He said, whoever has ears, let them hear.
这些说话是给所有有耳仔的人听的。
It's a word for all those who have ears.
你摸一下你自己，你有没有耳仔？
Just touch your ear.
如果你有的话，你就要听了。
If you have one, you have to listen.
是圣灵所讲的说话。
It's a word of the Holy Spirit.
是给所有的人。
For everyone.
甚至不单止是这个士妹拿教会的人。
Not only for the Church of Smyrna.
也都是给古往今来所有教会的人。
For all the church across all the
generations. 所有的信众来到听。
All believers.
神要告诉我们一件事。
God is to say to us one thing.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
The one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death.
当你的生命这样去得胜的时候，你不会再受第二次死的害。
As you have overcome, as you are victorious, you will not be hurt again.
对士妹拿人来讲，他非常明白这个意义。
And the people of Smyrna understood exactly what it meant.
其实士妹拿这个城市的名，
The meaning of the word Smyrna
就是出产末约之城的意思。
It's the city of Myrrh.
所以其实士妹拿就是出产末约的地方，即是说其实它是末约之城。
Smyrna was the city of Myrrh and the place of origin for Myrrh.
咦，末约究竟是什么？
What is Myrrh?
原来末约是很特别的。
Myrrh is special.
当你将末约放在口里面的时候，它的味道非常非常非常非常的苦。
If you taste Myrrh, it's really, really bitter.
苦过弟弟，你根本没办法吃下去的。
It's super bitter, so you cannot even take it down.
但是你将末约放在火里面烧的话呢，
But as you burn it in fire,
它会发出一些非常之馨香的味道。
It will release a very special fragrance.
是最靓的香。
The most beautiful kind of fragrance.
所以呢，末约非常的值钱。
So Myrrh is very valuable.
是所有的香料之中的冠军。
It's the chief amongst all the spices.
末药亦都是非常有价值，很贵。
And it's highly valuable and expensive.
一公克末药的价格呢，就等于一公克的黄金的价格。
One gram of myrrh is equivalent to one gram of gold.
所以原来末药和黄金一样那么值钱。
So myrrh is as valuable as gold.
我就很久没 check 过，我不知道现在金价是多少。
I haven't checked in a while, I don't know how much gold is.
但你可以从这里就知道末药有多值钱。
But here you'll know how valuable myrrh is.
末药还有一样东西很特别。
There's something more special about myrrh.
就是它可以止痛。
It can alleviate pain.
也都是为死者留香。
And it can anoint the dead.
所以当耶稣过身的时候，他们就用末药抹他的身体。
So when Jesus passed away, they anointed his body with myrrh.
末药可以防腐。
Myrrh can stop it from getting decayed.
末药可以发出香气。
And it has a scent with it.
它可以止痛。
It can alleviate pain.
但末药是怎么拿来的呢？
But where does myrrh come from?
是你要用一把刀在这个末药树的身上，你划一道的痕。
You have to take a knife and make a cut in the tree of myrrh.
当这些树汁流出来的时候，你收取了之后，将它风干晒干之后，它就成为末药。
And as the tree sap came out, as the liquid came out, it dries up and it became myrrh.
所以原来这些末药是因为那棵树受伤而出来的。
So myrrh came out of the wound of the tree.
耶稣就告诉他们，士妹拿人，你要知道你不会再受第二次死的苦，这个害。
So Jesus said to the people of Smyrna, you will not be hurt the second time.
对于生命树教会来讲，
For the church of the tree of life,
我们要知道我们是已经拥有永生的人。
Know that we have eternal life.
我哋唔会经历第二次嘅死亡。
We'll not experience the second death.
其实肉体的死亡只是第一次的死亡。
The bodily and physical death is only the first one.
当有一天耶稣再回来的时候，一切死人都要复活接受审判。
But as Jesus returns, all will rise again and receive judgment.
在审判台前，不属于耶稣的人会永远的进入死亡。
And before the throne of God, all those who don't belong to Jesus will have the second death.
但属神的人会进入永生的当中。
But those who belong to the God will enter eternity.
所以耶稣就同呢个嘅士妹拿人讲，佢话你唔会有第二次死亡嘅害。
So Jesus said to Smyrna, you will not be hurt by the second death.
因此目前你所经历嘅肉身嘅死亡，只不过系第一次嘅死亡。
So all the physical death you're experiencing is just the first one.
嗰个唔系永远，系会复活噶。
You will get resurrected again.
你嘅生命就好似末日树一样。
Your life is like the tree of myrrh.
呢种嘅死亡就好似系用刀喺你身上挖出一个口子一样。
And physical death is like the wound on the trunk of the tree.
但因着呢一个嘅伤害，因着呢个伤口。你会流出馨香的末药。
But because of your wound, the fragrance will come out of it.
当你至死忠心。
As you're faithful unto death.
当你能够去咁样胜过死亡，咁面对死亡嘅时候。
And as you face and overcome death.
基督馨香嘅气会喺你生命当中发放出嚟。
The fragrance of Christ will emit from your life.
事实上，当时嘅教会咁样经历。
And that's how the church experienced back in the days.
佢哋一个领袖喺斗兽场里边殉道。
As the leader is martyred in the Colosseum.
却带来更多人决志信耶稣。
More people will come to Christ as a result.
我哋今日好似好难想象咁样。
It's hard to imagine it today.
你见到个信徒死。
You see a believer die.
竟然你会跟住佢信。
But then you'll follow him to believe more.
你就知道听日可能轮到你死。
It will be your turn tomorrow.
但就系佢哋喺殉道嘅时候。
But in the midst of martyrdom.
发出咗基督馨香嘅气息。
They release the fragrance of Christ.
佢哋所受嘅苦难。
Their pain and suffering.
甚至佢哋嘅死。
And even their death.
如同末药一样。
Will like myrrh.
不单发出香气，
Not only did it have a fragrance and a scent,
亦都成为别人的医治，
It became healing for others.
所以耶稣在鼓励士妹拿的教会，
So Jesus encouraged the church of Smyrna.
你要成为一个这样有生命的教会，
Be a church of life.
一个永远不死的教会，
A church that never dies.
一个拥有无限生命力的教会，
With the eternal vivacity of a church.
一个可以医治万民的生命树，
A tree of life that is a healing for all the nations.
最后想同大家分享一个我自己嘅经历故事。
I want to share with you my own experience and story.
好多人都知道，都听过我呢个嘅分享。
A lot of you have heard the story before.
我同我太太结婚好耐。
I've been married with my wife for a long time.
我哋一路都想有小朋友。
We always wanted a kid.
我记得咧，好多年前。
Many years ago.
今日贴心牧师都坐喺度。
And Pastor Deborah is here today.
有一日佢突然间同我讲。
One day she said to me.
Hey.
She said, hey,
我见到一幅图画同你有关。
I saw a vision is about you.
我说什么？
I said, what was it?
其实当时我都没叫她为我祈祷。
I didn't even ask her to pray for me.
其实我见到神要将一对双胞胎赏赐给你。
She said, I saw God is going to give you twins.
哇，我听到之后很开心。
I was excited.
放在祷告里面。
And I put it in prayer.
等候。
I waited.
没多久呢。
Very soon,
有很多很著名的先知路过香港。
A lot of famous prophets came to Hong Kong.
甚至有一个最夸张。
And one that is greatest.
我送他去酒店，叫他 lift 就来闩门的时候。
When I sent him to his hotel, his elevator was about to close.
他突然指住我。
He pointed at me.
他说 ：“Adino 弟兄，神要赐你一对双胞胎啊！”闩门就闩埋。
He said, "Brother Adino, God is going to give you a pair of twins," and the door closed.
预示者好多嘅人都咁样同我讲。
And many people said that to me.
直到有一日。
Until one day.
我太太发现怀孕。
My wife was pregnant.
我哋非常嘅开心。
We were thrilled.
但系去到第十一周嘅时候。
But at the 11th week.
我哋照超声波。
When we had the ultrasound.
医生话系一对双胞胎。
The doctor said it's a pair of twins.
但系已经冇咗心跳。
But then there's no heartbeat.
我太太第一次小产。
That was the first stillborn my wife experienced.
佢心里边极其难过。
I was so sad.
佢就不停问我点解啊？点解？点解会有咁嘅事发生
？And my wife kept asking me why would this happen?
唔系神透过咁多先知同我哋讲，我哋会有对双胞胎嘅咩
？Didn't God say to us through all the prophets that we'll have a pair of twins?
咁点解会死咗
？Why would they die?
阿迪龙，你系传道人，你答我啊
！Adino, you're a pastor. You tell me.
我根本就答唔到。
I couldn't answer her.
好不容易呢个艰难嘅岁月过去。
And this hardship was over.
两年后
，Two years later，
我太太又怀孕。
My wife was pregnant again。
我哋好开心。
We're excited。
上次搞错，今次系真噶啦。
Well, last time it was a mistake. Now this time is right。
做检查。
We had the inspection。
医生话双胞胎嚟噶。
The doctor said it's a pair of twins。
哇，呢个机率几咁低啊
！What are the odds？
去到第十一周。
Until the 11th week。
冇咗心跳。
No more heartbeat。
再一次失去两个孩子。
Again, it was a miscarriage。
罗伊塔住喺医院里边。
As Loretta was in a hospital。
姑娘同佢讲。
And the nurse said to her。
太太。
Lady。
你两年前嘅今日。
Two years ago on exactly the same day.
同月同日又是在这里做流产的手术。
Same day, same month, you're here for the surgery of miscarriage.
当时罗伊塔就崩溃。
And Loretta just broke down.
她在病床里面不停地哭。
And she kept weeping on her bed.
整身都是血。
And it was filled with blood.
我又不可以陪在她身边。
I couldn't be with her.
因为那些病房不可以给男人在里面。
Because men cannot enter the rooms.
我自己一个人在家。
I was at home myself.
在电话里同人。罗伊塔保持通话。
And I just kept her on the phone.
佢不停咁问点解。
And she kept asking why.
如果神要俾我哋，点解要收回
？If God gave it to us, why did He take it back?
收回点解又要再俾个
？If He take it back, why is He giving it to us again?
再俾个之后，点解又要再收回
？He gave it to us again. Why is He taking it back again?
你系传道人，你答我。
You're a pastor. Tell me.
你读咁多圣经，你话俾我听点解
？You read so much of the scripture. Tell me why.
我完全冇办法可以回答佢嘅问题。
There's no way I could answer her。
甚至连我自己信心都去到谷底。
Even my faith was faltering。
神啊，点解会咁样
？God, why？
究竟发生咩事
？What happened？
直至到我祷告嘅时候。
Until I prayed。
神让我睇见一幅嘅图画。
God gave me a picture。
佢先系同我讲咗一句说话。
He first said to me。
佢话 Adino。
He said Adino。
我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我是活人的上帝，并不是死人的上帝。
I'm the God of the living, not that of the dead.
我听不明啊。
I didn't understand it.
你讲乜嘢啊，耶稣
？I was like Jesus, what are you talking about?
我问嘅你点解呢啲事会发生啊
？I asked you why would it happen?
我要点样同我回应我太太啊
？How do I answer my wife?
我点可以重建佢嘅信心啊
？How do I rebuild her faith?
我哋两公婆点样再行落去服侍你啊
？And how can we go on and serve you?
你系咪真系存在噶
？Are you really alive?
你系咪真系看顾我哋噶
？Are you really caring for us?
你系咪真系听祷告嘅神啊
？Do you really listen to prayers?
我以后攞咩嚟教导弟兄姊妹啊
？How can I still teach my brothers?
我要的是答案啊
I need an answer
不是这一句经文啊
I don't need a verse
这个经文有什么意义啊
What does it even mean
跟着神让我看见一幅图画
And God showed me the picture
他见到我 他让我见到有一天我回天家的时候
He let me see a picture when I went back to heaven
天国的大门打开
As the gate of heaven opens
有四个小朋友冲出来抱着我
Four children just came and embraced me
他说爸爸你回家了
He said Dad you're coming home
这个图画深深地打在我的里面。
And this picture just embossed in my heart.
我就明白这句说话。
And I started to understand.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们所信的神。
Our God.
是活人的上帝不是死人的上帝。
Is the God of the living, not the dead.
在神手中的人在神的名下的没有死亡。
All those are under his name and his hands, there's no death.
所以我不是死了四个孩子而是我四个孩子今天都活着。
So all of my four children are alive today.
只是他不是活在地上而是活在天上。
They're not alive on earth, but they're alive in heaven.
我相信他比活在地上更有活力更健康。
And they're more healthy than those who are on earth.
更富足更有能力。
And they're richer and more powerful.
更靓仔靓女更荣美。
They're more handsome and beautiful.
有一天我要在天上与他们相会。
And someday I'll see them again in heaven.
这个是我们的神
This is our God.
是一位胜过死亡死而又活的神
A God who overcomes death who died and come alive again.
当我在这个信心的幽谷走出来之后
As I came out from the valley of death.
我发现原来我们这一段的经历
I realized that this experience.
安慰帮助了很多失去孩子的家长
It comforted a lot of parents who lost their children.
我才发觉原来有很多的同工有很多弟兄姊妹他们都曾经流产曾经失去他们的孩子。
And a lot of our co-workers and brothers and sisters experienced miscarriage before.
他们同样行在信心的幽谷底下。
They walk in the valley of faith.
但我明白他们的感受。
But I understand them.
我在神里面的经历。
My experience in God.
也成为他们的鼓励和帮助。
Became their encouragement.
弟兄姊妹这个就是末约。
This is the myrrh.
这个就是士妹拿。
This is Smyrna.
我们所经历的苦难。
Our suffering that we experience,
虽然我们不明白,
although we do not understand,
但它会成为别人的医治,
it became the healing for others,
在苦难当中,
in the midst of suffering,
会流出基督的馨香之气,
the fragrance of Christ will be released,
让人在这一切的苦难当中看见复活的主果然在我们当中,
and all will see that the risen Lord is in our midst,
你知道这个就是生命树的教会,
and this is the church of the tree of life,
这个就是生命树的中特有的生命,
the special life of the tree of life,
好吗？我们一起起立,
let's all stand,
求神将这种生命赏赐给我们,
may God give us this kind of life,
让我们都成为生命树,
for all of us to become the tree of life,
我们用这首诗歌来敬拜祂,
let's worship our God,
what a faithful God, love us, what a faithful God.
知道在我们当中有没有未信主的朋友？
I'm not sure if there are those that haven't believed in Jesus.
你未曾将耶稣接在你心里面。
You haven't received Jesus into your heart.
今天我有一句话想跟你说。
Today I have a word for you.
人生难免会有困难，会有苦难。
There are adversities and difficulties in life.
但在我们人生一切艰难当中的时候，
But in the midst of all the afflictions,
我们需要一位复活的主与我们同行。
We need a risen Lord to walk with us.
他知道你一切的艰难，
He knows all your difficulties.
他明白你一切的痛苦，
He knows all your pain.
更重要的，
But most importantly,
是他已经复活了，
He is risen.
他有能力让我们胜过我们生命当中一切的困难，
He has power to overcome all our difficulties in life.
可能你在经济困难当中，
You could be in financial difficulty.
可能你在人际关系有困难，
Or interpersonal issues.
甚至可能你已经去到离婚的边缘，
Or you're at the brink of a divorce.
但今天我要告诉你，
But today I want to tell you,
当你同这位复活主相遇的时候，
As you encounter this living God,
这一切都可以翻转改变，
All this can be transformed.
你的人际关系可以复活的，
Your interpersonal relationship will rise again.
你的经济困难可以复活的，
Your finances will rise again.
一切祂都可以修复，
All these can be reconciled.
一切祂都可以改变，
All he can change.
因为祂是又真又活的神，
For he's true and living.
唯一的问题就是你有没有将祂接在你的心里面，
The only question is, are you willing to receive him?
你接受祂的帮助和祝福，
Receive his help and blessing.
所以我想问在我们当中，
So I want to ask,
如果你还未曾相信耶稣，
If you haven't believed in Jesus,
未曾将耶稣接在你心里面，
Or receive him into your heart,
我今天奉耶稣的名向你发出一个邀请，
In the name of Jesus, I call upon you.
如果你愿意接受耶稣，
If you're willing to receive Him,
相信耶稣的话，
Believe in Jesus,
请你在这个时候举起你的手让我看见，
Please raise your hand.
我要为你祈祷，
I want to pray for you.
让耶稣住在你的心里面，
For Jesus to dwell in your heart.
让复活的大能成为你的祝福和帮助，
For the power of resurrection to be your help.
让你的人生都可以翻转改变复活过来，
For your life to be transformed and
resurrected. 有没有
这样的
朋友？有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone?
我看到了，请放低。有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone else?
不如我想请举手的朋友可不可以来到台前？
If you've raised your hand, please come before the stage.
让我为你祈祷。
I want to pray for you.
如果你有带新朋友来，
If you've brought a new
friend, 你可以陪着他一起来到台前。
Come with them to the stage.
来接受耶稣。
To receive Jesus.
即使你头先没举手，
Even if you didn't raise your hand,
但你心里面有感动的，
But you're prompted inside.
我就邀请你来到台前。
I invite you to come.
如果你有带朋友来的话，
If you've brought a friend with
you, 你可以问一下他要不要出来。
Ask them if they want to come.
你可以陪着他一起来到台前。
Ask them to come with you.
让耶稣进入你生命的当中。
For Jesus to enter your life.
让复活的能力进入你生命的当中。
The power of resurrection.
让你的生命可以发出馨香之气。
For great fragrance to
be. 让你的生命可以成为别人的帮助。
To be the help of others.
别人的医治。
And healing.
别人的祝福。
And blessing.
有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone else?
如果有位邀请你来到台前。
If that's you, please come.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
好不好？我们其他人陪着我们一起来到台前的朋友一起来祷告。
Let's close our eyes and pray with them.
请你眯埋眼，跟着我一句一句祷告。
Please repeat after me.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
多谢你。
Thank you.
多谢你对我心说话。
Thank you for speaking to my heart.
我向你承认。
I confess to you.
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
亦都唔认识你。
And I don't know you.
但是主耶稣。
But Lord Jesus.
我今日。
Today.
愿意敞开我的心。
I open up my heart.
相信你
I believe you
接受你
receive you
成为我的救主
as my personal savior
和生命的主
and the Lord of my life
求主帮助我
Lord help me
让我更多的认识你
for me to know you more
领受你的平安
receive your peace
多谢主
thank you Lord
听我祷告
hear my prayer
奉耶稣基督的名
in the name of Jesus
Amen 请我们祷告的服侍队可以继续的帮助这位弟兄认识耶稣
好，我们谢谢艾迪诺牧师给我们美好的信息。
Thank you, Pastor Dino, for the great message.
好，我们一起来领受祝福。
Let's receive blessing together.
我奉耶稣基督的名祝福我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
In the name of Jesus, I bless all our brothers and sisters.
愿你们对生命有一个美好的态度。
May you have a new and good attitude towards life.
愿你们不怕患难。
You're not afraid of attributions.
愿你们不怕贫穷。
You're not afraid of poverty.
愿你们不怕被毁谤。
You're not afraid of slander.
愿你们不怕监牢。
Do not be afraid of prison.
愿你们不怕死亡。
Do not be afraid of death.
我奉耶稣基督的名对你们的灵来说话。
In the name of Jesus, I speak unto your spirit.
你们为主所受的这一切。
All the suffering you had for Christ.
主都知道。
The Lord knows.
主都知道。
The Lord knows.
并且是有期限的。
And there is a deadline to it all.
最多就是十日。
It is only for 10 days.
苦难会过去的。
Sufferings will pass.
但是冠冕要留在你们身上。
But crowns will remain upon you.
我奉耶稣基督祝福我们所有的人。
In the name of Jesus, I bless it all.
至死忠心。
Be faithful unto death.
得着那生命的冠冕。
Receive the crown of life.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我们邀请我们当中的新朋友，你可以跟着我们的小蜜蜂，他要带你来参观教会。
All the new friends you might follow, our bumblebee will take you around the church for a tour.
也欢迎愿意接受先知祷告服事的，也可以到前面来。
And if you want prophetic ministry, you can come before the stage.
好，我们聚会到这里，楼下有新酒崇拜。
We have the new one gathering on the first floor at the end of the service.